Let's take our Bibles to the third chapter of Exodus. The third chapter of Exodus. And the 14th verse. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Have you taken the scripture? Then let's read it together. One more time. 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. One more time. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. One more time. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, hallelujah, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. One more time, church, come on. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, God is calling forth to Moses from a burning bush. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God can call into your life today? Amen. You believe that today?
Amen.
Amen. God is calling unto Moses from the burning bush. Amen. Hallelujah. He knew 40 years back that he was called. He knew he was a Hebrew. And he knew there was a God for him. But 40 years he has not heard the voice of God. 40 years he has never seen a revelation of the Lord. He's out there in the wilderness thinking that he's walking out of the calling of God. But if it's the time, God calls to him from the burning bush. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, come on. In your wilderness, God can call unto you. Amen. God can speak unto you in your wilderness. In your desert experience, God can speak unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You believe that today? God can speak unto you. Look at your neighbor and say, God can speak to you. God can speak to you. God can speak to you. Hallelujah. The Lord is calling forth Moses. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 23 and verses 23 and 24, God is saying, am I a God who is only far away? Am I not a God who is near also? Can anybody hide in a secret place saying, I am not seen by the Lord. I am the one who sees everything, say the Lord. The God who called forth Moses, the God who sees everything. He is El Shaddai. He is El Elohim. He is the Almighty God. And if he should speak a word unto your life today, your bondage will break. Your deliverance will come. Your revival will come. Your healing will be manifested right now when the word of the Lord is being proclaimed over your life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The one who sees everything is speaking and calling unto Moses.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord who sees everything, can you imagine that? Amen. Once the young man goes, Zacchaeus went and climbed up a tree and hid behind the sycamore leaves. Hallelujah. Jesus came right there and stopped right there. And he called my name and he said, Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. Who told him that it was Zacchaeus? Hallelujah. Who told him that it was Zacchaeus? My Jesus knows everything. Hallelujah. He knows you by name. He knows you by name. You might be hiding somewhere. You might be sitting in a corner. But Jesus is calling you by name today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Once a widow came into our church and she began to put in the coins. The Lord looked at the people who were putting the coins and the Lord said, the widow has put all that she has. Hallelujah. How did the Lord know that? Hallelujah. Jesus knows everything. He sees everything. He sees your pocketbook. Hallelujah. He sees your account in the bank. He knows what is there in your wallet. He knows exactly how much is there. You might say, I think I have about 510 rupees. He will tell you he has 510 rupees and 10 pies. Hallelujah. He knows everything to the last detail. He sees everything. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Once a filth got Nathanael unto Jesus. Jesus. And Jesus said, even while you were standing under the fig tree, I had seen you. And here you are without any guide. Here is a man in his riot in whom there is no guide. God knew what was inside of the valley. He knew. And then I did not see the Lord, but the Lord saw him. You might not see him today, but he sees you today. He knows everything that you're going through. He knows what is there in your heart. He knows the cry of your heart. And he is wanting to speak unto you and call you by name. You believe that today? Hallelujah! You believe that today? That the Lord will speak and declare over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He called you by name. Hallelujah. He knows what is there in your heart. He knows where you stand. He knows where you lie. He knows what you do. Everything he knows. And he's calling Moses. Out of nothing, he's calling Moses. He's calling Moses. Hallelujah. Moses, there was no sanctuary for him. There was no church there for him. But God is speaking. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, God can speak to you whenever he wants to. All that you need to say is, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm willing. I open myself to you. Speak to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? One of the very thing that amazed to me is he knows us by name. Each one of us. He knows how much hair is there in your head. Hallelujah. He's covering each one of them. Hallelujah. You might not have noticed how many hair fell from your head today, but he knows. Hallelujah. Some of you have lost much, but praise God. He knows. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He knows what is there in your pocket. He knows your financial condition. He knows where you stand, where you lie, where you hide. He knows. Hallelujah. And our God is filled with compassion. The reason he seeks is to help you, not to condemn you. If the devil is the one who condemns you, the way the Lord looks at you is to help you. He's just look in your eyes and say, don't worry, my child. I've redeemed you by my blood. I've called you by my name. You are mine. Fear not. Hallelujah. Will you believe that today? Fear not. He sees you. He's redeemed you by his blood. He's called you apart. Amen. Hallelujah. When Ananias, the disciple, was praying, in the book of Acts chapter 9, the Lord told him, Ananias, get up and go to the street called Straight, and there you will find a man born who is praying. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Not only does he know your name, not only does he not know what you are doing and how you are and all that, but he knows your address also. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You might have changed houses 100 times in the last 1 year, but he knows each one of those addresses. And exactly he knows in which street you are. Hallelujah. He knows exactly which street you are. There is nobody else who might know. Hallelujah. But he knows. Come on, church. He knows. Hallelujah. Look at someone and say, the Lord knows me. Hallelujah. You might not understand me, but the Lord knows me. Look at someone and say that. Come on. Look at someone and say that. The Lord knows me. You might not understand me. You might not know me, but the Lord knows me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you say that? Hallelujah. We might sit here and say, my husband does not know me. Hallelujah. He might never. But let me tell you, the Lord knows you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, church. Hallelujah. The Lord knows. Hallelujah. And the Lord who sees everything is coming for the thing. Moses. Amen. It is amazing when God is commanding in something. You know, he's saying, Lord, you don't know me. I have a problem. Amen. Some of people will not listen to the message. They will look at their problem. That's what Moses was. I'm not saying about you. Some people. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, I have a problem. I can hardly speak. God says, who gave you the tongue? Hallelujah. Who gave you the tongue? Who gave you the mouth? Hallelujah. Can I make you do something if I want to? Hallelujah. What God is saying is, I can handle your problem. I can handle your problem. Hallelujah. If he's given you something, if he's given a relationship, he knows how to put it right. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The second thing that he's saying is, Lord, that is Saul. Okay. But the second thing is that I don't know you. And who should I say that you are? Come on. Some people will never move forward. They'll say, Lord, I don't know you. Many years back, I said, Lord, I've never gone to a Bible college. The Lord said, that's not important. You might not find me there. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord, who should I say you are? And the Lord is saying, I am who I am. Tell the people, I am who I Tell them, the great I Am has sent me to you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the New Testament, in the Gospel of John alone, Jesus Christ, in the fullness of time of revelation, Jesus stood and said seven times, I am, I am, I am the truth, I am the light, I am the way, I am the road, I am the good shepherd, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I am who I am. Hallelujah. Can you measure that? Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we're just going to look into one of those I am's today. Hallelujah. Several of them are there. We're just going to look into one of them. And that's in the Gospel of John chapter 6 and verse 27. The 6th chapter of John. And verse 35. And he said, Jesus said to them, read it together. I am the. I am the. I am the. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never. Amen. I am the bread of life. One more time, say, I am.
I am.
The bread of life.
The bread of life.
Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. If you come to me, you will never hunger. And not only will you never hunger, but you will never thirst. Hallelujah. Jesus is the bread from heaven. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When Jesus said, I am the bread, they said, oh, our fathers had manna in the desert. Moses gave them the manna. Jesus said to them, no, Moses did not give you the manna. It was my Father who sent forth the bread for you in heaven, from heaven to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. How many of you know that God can do something for you? He can send something for you. Hallelujah. In the fullness of time, 2,000 years ago, He sent His only Son, Jesus, for you. He is the bread. He is the bread.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. One more scripture, please. Exodus chapter 16 and verse 31. The 16th chapter of Exodus. That's the Old Testament. And 31. Somebody can read it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mr. Mark. 16th chapter, verse 31. Says there, yes. And the house of Israel called its name. The house of Israel called its name. Which means, what is it? And it was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with. One more time, so read it together. And the house of Israel called its name. And it was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Manna, what is it? Hallelujah. What is it? Manna. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus in the Old Testament, that is the shadow. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like two brothers in a family might have similarities. Hallelujah. Here is the manna and the bread in the New Testament, which is Jesus himself, having some similarities. Hallelujah. He's the bread from heaven. Hallelujah. He's the one that the Father sent. And the first thing that is mentioned about the manna is that it was, hallelujah, that it was like white coriander seed. It is not one something that is very attractive to look at. It is not something very beautiful to look at. It is not, it doesn't have much attraction. Hallelujah. Some of the seeds you look at is very attractive. It looks good. You want to look at it again. Hallelujah. But maybe to your white coriander does not look much good. It doesn't have the looks. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The same way when somebody looks at Jesus from outside, he says, that's not attractive at all. This walk with God is not attractive at all. There is nothing interesting or attractive about walking with Jesus. You're missing out something in life. That's what the world will say. But you know there is something there. Amen. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Walking in the Lord and in the looking പറയും യേശുവിനെ തന്നിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഒന്നുമില്ല. ആ സൗണ്ട് ഭയപ്പെടെ ഓർമ്മ വന്നത് വിശ്വാസാ പറയുന്നത്. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Jesus, while he was here in the flesh, he's the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Song of Samuel, chapter 2 and verse 1 says he's the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. Amen. Song of Songs, the 5th chapter, says that he's altogether lovely. Amen. In the Song of Songs, it says how beautiful he looks at. Amen. But where or how did that attraction go? Or how did he lose his attractiveness? You might look at Jesus and say, listen, Jesus, when he was here on earth, he was very attractive. Amen. Hallelujah. He was beautiful to look at. He had beauty on his face. There was glory on his face. It is said in the story that in a historical book that when Pilate one day was traveling through, he saw a man preaching. And he saw a crowd listening to this man. And Pilate is asking, who is this man that is preaching? Who is this man that is preaching? And he looked from afar. He looked from afar and he said, what beauty, what authority, oh, what mightiness is about him. There is something about this man. Who is this man? Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of the living God. He is, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He's altogether lovely. Look at him and say, Jesus is altogether lovely. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether lovely. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is this man? Even harder, even a cut into changing him. Hallelujah. People come on in the middle of Gabriel, but you will have the same thing. People look at him and say, what is happening? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is a God who wants to make you look beautiful. Hallelujah. You believe that today? Amen. Hallelujah. You worship him. You look through his face. You will see the radiance of God coming upon your life. They will ask somebody to come in front of. They will have a vision of coming in front of. There is something about them. Hallelujah. It is not the makeup. It is not the powder. It is not the perfume. What it is? It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They will be the glory of the Lord. But it should have the Lord. There is something that happens. You are changed when it looks even. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There is life inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. But where did this Jesus lose his, or how did he lose his attractiveness? Or how did he become like a coriander seed? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My Bible tells me nobody killed him. He gave up his life. Hallelujah. He gave his life for you and for me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah the 52nd chapter and verse 14 says, by him he sprinkled, by the sprinkling of his blood, he saved apart his remnant. Hallelujah. By the sprinkling of his blood. In the book of Isaiah 53 and verse 1 and 2, my Bible says, there is no comeliness about him. He did not look at all attractive. He looked like a root of horror that had come out from a dry ground. What happened when he paid for your sins? Something happened. There is something that sin does, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Sin makes you lose the beauty. Sin makes you look ugly. Hallelujah. Some of you are feeling ugly. Do you know why? Because sin has come into your life. But let me tell you, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, there is redemption for you. There is a return for you. There is a breakthrough for you. The power of sin over your life. In the name of Jesus now. I break it now. I release you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The manna, white coriander seed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The second thing about this. Manna. Three things about manna, which is symbolic of Jesus. Second thing is that it is white. It is? Look at someone and say, it is?
White.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Some pastors were white because Hallelujah, the manna was healthy. Hallelujah. White symbolizes purity. Amen. Any fool can tell you white symbolizes purity. Amen. And purity is always in the heart. Hallelujah. Why am I dressed like that? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Jesus is all pure. He's altogether pure. Amen. I'm Parishuddhana. Amen. He is holy. Amen. The book of Job, chapter 14, says, and the fourth verse, he is holy. In the 14th chapter, verse 4, it says, can anything good or pure come out of that which is unclean? But in the same chapter, when you look, I forget the scripture, the same chapter, it says, he is holier than the angels. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mataka might look attractive. Hallelujah. But Jesus is much more attractive than that. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One Mataka in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether Hallelujah spiritual or earthly. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on. Jesus is holier than the angels. Amen. The book of Job, chapter 15, and verse 15 says, he is holier than the heavens. Can you imagine that? The 15th chapter of Job and the 15th verse says, he is holier than the heavens. Heaven can't be mentioned in our Yeshua. He is holier than the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about Yeshua. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He's holier than the heavens. He's holier than the angels. He's holier than anyone who's ever lived on earth. Amen. Oh, Parishuddhana. How many of you believe that? Amen. And that's why in the earthly life of Jesus Christ, nobody could point a single fault with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Not even the pilot who stood before Jesus. He said, I don't find anything wrong with him. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Amen. Not a single one. Not even the high priest could not find anything wrong with Jesus. Amen. Even the devil could not find anything wrong with Jesus. You are the Son of God. You are the Holy One. Come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He is holy. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, the angels, the cherubims, and the seraphims, they're flapping around with their wings. They've got their wings covering their faces. Two of their wings covering their feet. And in the most holy place of heaven, they're singing forth the song, saying, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Holy, 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 holy. Come on. Amen. They're singing for holy, holy. They never stopped singing. When Isaiah last saw them, hallelujah, he was singing. The angels were singing. Hallelujah. Why did you stop singing? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The angels were singing. They never stopped. They were singing holy, holy, holy. Three times. Hallelujah. Three times. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why three times? God the Father is holy. God the Son is holy. God the Holy Spirit is holy. You believe that today? Hallelujah. Kathavai Deva Parishuddhana. Kathavai Yeshu Krishna Parishuddhana. Parishuddhatmavai Deva Parishuddhana. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Where are you Parishuddhana? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. He is holy. He is pure. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Do you want to be pure? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? If you're sitting there looking at Jesus and saying, then you will understand the wretchedness of your own soul. What will cleanse you? Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Issuing the rectum will make you clean. Amen. John 15 verse 3 says, the word of God shall make you clean. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that the Holy Spirit shall sanctify you and make you holy. Amen. Three agents which can make you pure, which can allow you to fellowship with Jesus. Hallelujah. We should not be good on that, but who will make you holy? The Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Who will make you holy? The Word of the living God. What will make you holy? The blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Where are the men in Vishnakamatila? ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനവും യേശുവിന്റെ രക്തവും he had a problem with anger. He lost anger very, very fast. And so one day he got angry with the young man. And since he was a powerful man, he said to the young man, tomorrow by afternoon, when the clock strikes, your head will go. You will die. Listening to this nobleman's verdict was the fiancé or the fiancée of this young man. And she loved this young man much. And she also heard it. The guards took hold of this young man and took him. And the next day, people are gathered together. People are waiting. And when people are waiting for this man to be put to death, this girl has gone to the tower, the clock tower. She reached there much more faster before the dead man came. She's standing there. The people are all waiting. The nobleman is waiting. This man is waiting. For a long time they're waiting. Nothing happens. They waited for hours. Nothing happens. After some time, before this nobleman comes to this woman, both her hands are broken. Blood is oozing out of her hands. And she comes and falls down by this nobleman and says, King, the noble Oliver, you can't kill him. You can't kill him. You can't be hidden today. And he says, why? He says, because you said yesterday, and I know you are a man of your word, by the time the clock strikes today, you will cut off the head of the man that I love, but you can't kill him. Why? She says, I got up on that clock tower. And I was standing by the clock. And when the man came to ring the bell, and when the bell was hit, I kept one of my hands to the one side of the key. And the bell came and hit the bell. And when it moved this side, I kept my other hand. And as long as my hand was there, the sound of judgment could not be uttered over the one that I love. And my hands are broken. My hands are broken. Blood is going out. But the bell has stopped ringing. Because I've kept my hands there. And the sound did not come. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister. There is somebody who went to Calvary's cross. In your place, in the place of your judgment. Allow his hands to be pierced. That the judgment should not come upon you. His blood cleanses you and makes you whiter than snow. Are you willing to say, Lord, I thank you that you were broken, that I might be healed. I thank you that you shed your blood, that I might be forgiven. Are you willing to do that today? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. You understand it, do you? You don't understand it, do you? You don't understand it, do you? Hallelujah. How many times the devil has started doing against your life? How many times the enemy stood with a drawn out sword to cut over your head? Was it not grace? Was it not the mercy of God? Was it not the compassion of God? Was it not the blood of Jesus Christ that has brought you here and is willing to cleanse you and give you a new beginning again? Come on. Hallelujah. He is pure. His blood is pure. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'll make in your heart and say, Lord, cleanse me with your blood once again. Oh Lord, cleanse me with your blood once again. Cleanse me, Lord, with your blood once again. I belong to you. I belong to you. How many will pray that today? How many will pray that today? Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many do we need to transport the word?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many do we need?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many are you sure?
Amen.
How many are you very sure?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many are you very sure?
Amen.
Then lift your hands and bless the Lord in touch.
Hallelujah.
Every day. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The beast in the name of the beast, the name of the opposite and the bitterness. Hallelujah. Amen. There is something bitter. Hallelujah. That is why you are tasting the Lord. Amen. If your life is bitter, it will be because of a couple of reasons. Acts 8:23. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The 8th chapter. And the 23rd verse. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. We're bound by iniquity. Are you with me? Then it is Peter. Oh, then Jesus looks Peter. He doesn't look attractive. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there iniquity in your sin? There is deliverance for you this morning. Hallelujah. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I wish you this deliverance for you this morning. If you should sing in the kingdom, if I iniquity, I bend up on the knee, the cut down, then I believe you. Hallelujah. In the middle of you. In the mission, believe you. Then you should ask the Lord, I can't wait to take a deliverance in the Abishag. Then I can't pray to you. The power of God, hallelujah, the one who believes, to break you free from every iniquity in the name of Jesus now.
Delivered my soul from the pit of
me the corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind you. Amen. What does it say here? In it is for my own peace that I had great. What is the bitterness? In the life of King Ezekiel, the bitterness was because of the sickness. Because of his affliction. Sickness, in other words. Sickness. Are you with me? Some people think sickness is a part of spirituality. Hallelujah, sickness is not a part of spirituality. Hallelujah. Then why did Jesus come? Hallelujah. He came not only to forgive your sin, he came to heal you. By his stripes, you and me are healed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have you seen sickness bringing in bitterness into your life? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are afflicted, if you are sick, it will cause you to be bitter. But let me tell you, there is healing for you by the stripes of Jesus Christ. There is no sickness which God cannot heal. Look at your neighbor and say, there is no sickness which God cannot heal. One more time, there is no sickness which God cannot heal. 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 Isn't it amazing? Amen. Jesus Christ on trial before Pilate. Amen. Because he chose to stand there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pilate said, I find nothing wrong with him. Pilate said, let me release somebody here. Since you're all celebrating Passover, you want me to release Pilate Passover? I mean, not Pilate. But I was calling me father. Hallelujah. You're all listening well. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Do you want me to release Barabbas? Or Jesus? They said? Barabbas. Yes. Hallelujah. And this man, he thought if I allow Jesus to be tortured, and if I afflict him with lashes, maybe these people will change their minds. Because he's done no wrong. How are you going to control him? So he said to the Roman guards, take him and allow him to be flogged. 600 Roman soldiers are taking this man away. After hitting him on the face and spitting on him and plucking his beard and doing all kinds of horrible things against him, they're dragging him away. In the place where they can tie his hands and his feet. And they tied him there. And my Bible says they began to flog him. Amen. They began to flog him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. No person comes out of that place walking. That's why so many gods go along. That person after he is beaten is so badly beaten that people or the guards carry them out. Usually people die in amidst the time of war. But hallelujah, my Jesus, he walked back. Hallelujah. They could not recognize him. 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 Like a power plows the field. So they plowed the back of my master. They plowed the back of my master. Amen. They flogged in third man lashes, 40 lashes minus one. But he stood. He might have fallen down, my God. My brother, my sister, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, there might be terrible times in your life where the enemy has afflicted and beaten you. But let me tell you this one word of prophecy. This is enough for you to get back again. My Jesus got back again. My Jesus got back again. The Lord will not allow you to be carried by the enemy. But let me tell you, my God will not allow you to be carried down a public spectacle. Hallelujah. Jesus, he got up each time. After he was flogged, he got up each time and he walked back.
Amen.
And when he walked back, people could not recognize him. That is why in John's Gospel 19 chapter, Pilate said, here is your man. They could not recognize. Who is this man? Pilate had to say, here is your man. Hallelujah. Why did they lash him 39 and not 40? And why not 38? They could have lasted 38. They could have lasted 40. But why only 39? The reason is this: in the book of Deuteronomy, in the 27th chapter, you will find 39 sets of sickness that God's word has outlined as a sign of curse. The group of sickness is found there. When the Lord was allowing that flogging to take place upon his body, he said, every stripe that falls upon my body, one person in Cochin City has to be freed. One person in the Joshua generation has to be healed on this Sunday morning. Hallelujah! The Lord was allowing his body to be flogged that you might be healed in the name of Jesus today. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have the witness of sickness? Lift your hand. Let me pray a prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, your word declares it is by your stripes that we are healed. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is healing somebody here of spondylitis. The Lord is touching you now and healing you. God is touching somebody's skin and healing you now. He's touching and healing you now. There is somebody here with urinary problems. The Lord is touching and healing you now. He's healing you now. Hallelujah. Somebody here with itching in your body. Jesus is healing you now. Lord, I receive. Hallelujah. I don't have to call for healing. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. The problem of mine is God is healing your mind. Hallelujah. In the mouth. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching and healing Which means bitterness. In other words, backsliding will make you bitter. Backsliding will make you bitter. Neenga thalan sanjindum ni maari poikkaneyumbol you will be the most bitter person. Pilinda deva dasamari devathe susrushi aaradhane vaachanathakku kutta parayana samayamaagudu ningal vishashikade pravartheekkal rupadunna. Let me show you hallelujah. When you are full of the fire of God, the compassion of God will rise inside of you. You will have faith in God's servants. You will have faith in God's word. You will have faith in the worship that is in spirit and in truth. വിശ്വാസം chapter, the Lord said, I am who I am. Jesus is our I am. Hallelujah. The second revelation, the I am, which we are coming just to one. I am the bread, the living bread from heaven. Hallelujah. The shadow in the Old Testament of the manna. And the 31st verse, one more time together. And the house of Israel called its name. And the house of Israel called its name. And it was like a white coriander seed. And the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Then let's close our eyes and stand in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord touches you. I'm going to go to the hospital.